Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, John Cain. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Elsh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Mostill reaches second base with a double. John Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Elsh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Jameson moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson scores. McNulty moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh strikes out. There goes Calm. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. There goes Krause. The throw from Sewell to Sewell, and Krause is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kane fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhel moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-0 in the game. Kane is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNulty moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson throws to third for one, and Com throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards short. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jamieson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Summa reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Jamieson moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNulty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Jamieson scores. Summa scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dickie Kerr now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Elsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive towards short. Kane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Elsh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Kham reaches second base with a double. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Elsh hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-3 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane misplays the ball. That's an error on Kane. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lutsk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards the mound. Uhel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.